What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hi, this is Mark Whitten, co-creator of Bloody Disgusting's The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guestbook, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening. The lobby is small today. Dingy. The elevators are gone. Outside, an old truck pulls up, covered in dust, kicking up more. The guest walks in quickly. I hold the door and she walks right in, like she's supposed to be here, like she expected us. Whatever road she was on was nowhere near the hotel. I know. None of the roads come near us. No train stations or taxis stop here. The guests bring themselves. She doesn't have any bags. There's a guest book on the front desk now. She signs it. She doesn't even look at the manager. She just says as she's writing,
I need a room, just for tonight.
The manager tells her tonight's rate and slides the book over. They talk to each other with a confident speed. I'm still holding the door open. I try not to look outside, though. I don't like going outside the hotel. Lucky, though, the guest takes her black plastic keychain with the little brass key and walks past me without another word. I look to my manager. She lets me know I don't have to take the guest to her room. I close the door behind me and lock it. Behind the front desk are four little TVs with black and white security footage running. I watch the manager. The guest goes straight to her room. Number four. The view changes. Inside her room, she drops her jacket on the floor and takes off her shoes. She goes to the bathroom, but I don't watch that part. I don't know if my manager does, but I don't. I look at the dying potted plants in the corner.
The guest comes out and goes to bed. She keeps her clothes on. It makes my skin crawl. Together, we watch her sleep for hours in silence. Outside, much later, I sense someone walking past the lobby doors. The manager doesn't look up from the TV, so neither do I. But I can feel him. I can hear him walking. Light steps and hard shoes. He walks past us, and on the little TV, I can see him checking the rooms. Number one is locked. Number two is locked. Number three is locked. He stops at number four. Her room. He waits outside. I don't know how long. Eventually, he looks up into the security camera. He's looking at us. The manager nods, and the man opens the door. I don't know if the guest locked it or not. Maybe the manager unlocked it for him. Maybe he's strong enough to break a doorknob and lock with one hand. It doesn't wake the guest up. He watches her sleep, like we watched her sleep. She must sense him too, like I sensed him outside. She wakes up, screaming. She kicks him and gets past him. We watch on the broken little TV. She runs down the planks back to the lobby and tries to get back in. It's still locked, though. And this lock stays locked. She screams at us. We don't look up from the TV. We can see her much better from here. She bangs on the door, and on the TV we watch the man walk out of her room and follow her to the lobby. She's still trying the door. Why wouldn't she? Inside the lobby are people, she thinks. Hope, she thinks. All we have to do is open the door and let her in, and maybe she'll live. The man gets closer, and she has to run. She runs past the lobby, and now we can't see her anymore. Not even on the TV. We don't need it anymore, though. We can hear her screaming outside. Not for long. Not for very long. When the screaming stops, we hear his footsteps again. Light steps and hard shoes. He's coming back to the lobby. I don't know why. The manager turns off the TV, and his footsteps stop.
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten. Starring Kelly Ninaltowski as the manager, Mark Whitten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.